Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Nun Aleph. We left off on daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis. We are at about 10 lines before the lines get wide on daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara now is going to discuss what is included in the term Nechasim. When a person says Nechasim, so does that mean certain items and not other items? Which of his possessions, which parts of his estate are included in the term Nechasim? So the Gemara is going to list and bring rayas to 8 different things that might be included in the term Nechasim over the next 20 or 25 lines of Gemara. So says Gemara, Amar Nichse Leplani. If a person says, my Nechasim should go to Ploni, so number one, Avde Ikri Nichsi. An Eved is definitely included in Nechasim. Ditnan, how do I know an Eved is called Nechasim? Because the Mishnah says, Hakosev kol Nechasav la'avdo Yotze ben Chorin. That if I write to my Eved that I'm being Maknehim all of my Nechasim, he goes free. Why? Because included in my Nechasim is himself. So he's Kone himself. Apparently an Eved is called Nechasim. Before we even move on to the next one, it's important to point out that the Gemara previously on Daf Samach Beis, going back 3 months or so, said that if a person says to his friend that he's selling him Nechsai, he's selling him his Nechasim, so he sold him Batim Va'avadim. And the Gemara is very clear over there that it's only Batim Va'avadim that are included in Nechasim, whereas over here, Avadim is just the beginning. Now we're going to list 7 other things that are neither a bias nor an eved that are included in the Nechasim. So what's going on? How can our Gemara, right, for the next 20 lines or so, go and list 7 other items that are included in the Nechasim if the Gemara previously said that when you say that I'm selling you my Nechasim, it only includes your Batim and your Avadim? So the Rishonim have 5 different answers to this question that I'm aware of. Number one, the Rashbam on that Gemara of Samach Beis says that Metaltalin is only Kona when you say Kol Nechsai. And over here, it must be that you didn't just say, I'm selling you my Nechasim. You said to the guy, I'm selling you Kol Nechsai. I'm selling you all of my Nechasim, not just Stam, my Nechasim. Tosfos over there says that no, even though the Girsa and the Gemara over here should be Kol Nechsai, even though we don't have that Girsa, we just have Nechasai Leplanya. So Tosfos says, Enochanami, the Girsa in our Gemara Kufnanam Bey should be with the word Kol. And therefore, one would think it's more inclusive, but Tosfos says, you know what, it doesn't really make a difference whether you say the word Kol or not. Because if it did make a difference, the Gemara should have pointed out that difference. The Gemara should have said, Bamedvar Mamurim, if you say Kol. But if you don't say Kol, then you're only Kona. So what is the chilek? So Tosfos says, now the chilek is between the word nichsei and nichsai, with a tserei or a patach under the samach. And the way Tosfos expresses that, he doesn't tell us about a tserei and a patach, he says nichsai with a two yuds, which would mean with a patach under the samach, and that's the case in our Gemara, which is a much more inclusive term, versus nichsei with one yud and a tserei under the samach, and that would be the less inclusive term. That's what the Gemara was referring to previously on Daf Samach Beis, and that only includes batim va'avadim. Tosfos also says it could be that there's a difference between a mechira and a matana. That in the Gemara on Samach Beis, it was talking about a mechira. So we could say that when you're selling nechasim in a mechira, then you don't include your metaltalin. But we have a rule by a matana, hanosin matana, ba'ayin yafa hu nosin. Whenever you give a matana, we assume you're being as generous as one could possibly be when giving a matana. Oh, so if it's ba'ayin yafa, it's more inclusive. And that's what our Gemara is referring to, that nechasim includes not only batim vavadim, but these 7 other items as well. The Ramban says that if you're not going to be goris kol nechsai in our Gemara, you have to say that he's kona metaltalin also, and even in the Gemara Samach Beis, it means that he's kona metaltalin. The Gemara over there never said he's not kona metaltalin. It just said that when you tell somebody, I'm selling you my nechasim, he's kona batim ve'avadim. So we assumed that that's very clear, that it's dafka batim ve'avadim and not metaltalin. Says Ramban, not so convinced. Maybe it's batim v'avadim, but who had din metaltalin? Metaltalin is also included, and there's no stira between the two Gemaras. And finally, Rabbeinu Yonah over there is mechalek, that over there it says, kol nechsei debechia ani mocher lach, meaning you don't just say nechasim, you say the nechasim that are called al shem a specific person. Batim and avadim take on the shame of the bailim. Other nechasim, metaltalin, don't take on the shame of the bailim. So are they nechasim? Yes. But if you say that it's the nechasim of so-and-so, that they're not included in, because they generally aren't chashuv enough to be called al shem ba'alehem. Okay, so let's see what the other seven things are that are included in nechasim. Ara ikri nechsi, land is called nechasim. Detran nechasim sheish lemachrayis, nikna mekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. How do we know land is called nechasim? Because it says nechasim sheish lemachrayis is acquired with kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. And what are nechasim sheish lemachrayis? Ara. Okay, so the first two we already had. Batim and Avadim, that was from Samach Beis. And now we're going to add another six. Glima ikri nechsi, a piece of clothing is called nechasim. How do I know? Ditnana Mishnah, v'she'in le'nachrayas, einik nel b'mshicha. It refers to clothing as nechasim, she'in le'nachrayas. So yes, it's in le'nachrayas, but it's still called nechasim. And the way you're calling it is by doing a mishicha. But you see that it is called nechasim. Number four, zuzi ikri nechsi. Money is called nechasim. How do I know that? It's not in a Mishnah. V'shein le'en nechreis niknim nechasim sheish le'en nechreis because of b'shtar b'chazaka. And how do I know that that's referring to money? Ki hadar Rav Papa havel le'tracer alfi zuzi be'chozai. Rav Papa had 12,000 zuz by be'chozai. Akninu ne'alele Rav Shmuel Baracha agav asifa de be'sei. And he was makna that money to Rav Shmuel Baracha agav some karka, agav the doorstep of his house. So agav the karka that he was makna, he was also makna the money to him. And what does the Mishnah say about being makna with the kinyan agav? Agav calls it being makna nechasim she'ein lahen achrayus, but it's nechasim she'ein lahen achrayus together with nechasim she'esh lahen achrayus. So you see that money must be called nechasim as well. And then when he came, he greeted him all the way to a distant place. He was so happy that he was makna him this money. So you see that money is called nechasim. Number five, shtara ikri nechse. A shtar is also called nechasim. So how do I know that? There are two different types of shtaros. If I tell you I want you to be kona this field for so and so, and write a shtar for him as well. Chozer b'shtar v'enu chozer b'sada. So long as the shtar has not yet been written, I can backtrack on my commitment to write the shtar, but I cannot backtrack on my commitment to give over the field, because as soon as I told you to be konit, you were konit for that guy. Al menashe tichtiv lo shtar. But if I tell you, I want you to be konit this field for this guy, al menas, that you write a shtar for him, then chozer b'em b'shtar b'em b'sada. Then, since I can stop you from writing the shtar, by definition, I can also stop you from being makna in the field, from him acquiring the field, because the kinyan on the field is tali on the ksivas hashtar, and the ksivas hashtar I still kept in my control, so I can hold back everything. V'rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Rav Huna Shlosh Ashtaros Sein Trei Hani Da Amar. Rav Chiya bar Avin says in the name of Rav Huna, there are three dinim regarding shtaros. Two, like we just said, where I tell you to be kona for him and write a shtar, and where I tell you to be kona for him al menas that you write a shtar. And idach, a third din of a shtar, im kada mocher v'kasav es hashtar kosa shashaninu kosa shtar l'mocher v'af pishen lokeach imo. If the mocher writes a shtar without permission from the lokeach, just to be ready, when I want to sell my field, I want a shtar already written up so that we can get it done really quickly, and I'm allowed to do that, v'af pishen lokeach imo kivan shehichzik zeh b'karka nikna shtar kol makom shuhu. As soon as the lokeach makes a kinyan on that karka, so he's come to the shtar wherever the shtar might be. How's he kona the shtar wherever the shtar might be? What's his kinyan on the shtar? He didn't do any form of kinyan on the shtar, says the Gemara. And here's the key line that we brought all this in for. Vizui shashaninu nechasim she'en le'nachrayas niknu me'nachasim she'esh le'nachrayas because of b'shtar b'chazaka. That nechasim she'en le'nachrayas are acquired together with karka, agav karka. So when you're kona the karka, he's kona. What nechasim are we talking about? The shtar. So you see that a shtar is called nechasim. Fine, very good. But what about these dinim that we quoted over here? A couple of questionable dinim. First of all, shtar ikri nichsi. So the Rashba asks, what are we talking about exactly? What did you say? A shtar has two functions. The primary function of a shtar is that which is written in the shtar. If I have a shtar that says someone owes me $10,000, so the primary function of that shtar is to be able to collect $10,000 with it. And when I'm makna it to you, mustama, you would want to be able to collect $10,000 with it. The secondary function of the shtar is that it's a piece of paper. And it has some sort of use as a piece of paper, very minimal use, latzral pitzlchi, so something like that. What exactly am I being makna when I'm being makna a shtar to you? What exactly is the hechitimsa? If I am giving you. If I did not tell you that I'm giving you kol shibud sheyeshbo, that I'm including in the shtar any shibud that there might be in the shtar, so then the even if you say beferish that he's being makna the shtaros, you still wouldn't be kona the shibud. You would only be kona the minimal use of the shtar to be latzal pitzlochiso. That's a gemara that we had earlier. That's a gemara in dafayin vav. That if I don't tell you that I'm being makna the shtar v'kol shibud sheyeshbo, so you're kona a bottle cap. You're not really kona the shtar and kol shibud sheyeshbo. And if I tell you I'm being makna kol nichse and all that's kasuv b'sochan, so then beferish is makna you the shtaros. Then what's the issue? Is the shtar kol nechasim? Is the shtar not kol nechasim? If I tell you I'm being makna you my nechasim and everything that's written therein. Well, obviously it's a reference to shtaros. What else has things written in it? So obviously I'm being makni of the shtaros. So where is it ever important to know whether a shtar is called nechasim or not? This is the kash of the Rashba. The Rashba has several shittos that he quotes, rejects most of them. I'll just mention one or two. He points out one yesh omrim, that whenever you include kol nechasav, then you include a shtar, even if you don't say that you're being makna the shibud shabatelcho. When do you need to say that I'm being makna the shibud shabatelcho? When you're only being makna shtar. When you're being makna kol nechasav, it's assumed that the shibud in the shtar is included together with the shtar. He rejects that idea. We'll leave out why for now. The second sheet of the Rashba quotes another Yesh Omrim, that over here we're talking about a matna shchiv mirah, and by a shchiv mirah who gives the shtaros, even if he doesn't say kol hashibud, everything is included, the shibud is included as well, because this is one of the special rules we make for a shchiv mirah, that we're misakin his lashon. He may not have said all of the lashonos in just the precise and perfect way that you would want him to say all the lashonos, but that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if he said all those lashonos. We want the whole idea of matna shchiv mirah is we want him to be happy that we're going to do what he intends to do, whatever he intends to accomplish with his dibur. So we're going to allow him to accomplish that with his dibur, whether he actually explicitly said it or not. Either way, the post can point out, Rekiva Eger writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that what we see from this gemara is dafka by a milva b'shtar, it's included in kol nechasav. But if I tell you I'm giving you all of my nechasim, and I have people that owe me money, I never wrote a shtar, then for sure that's not included in the nechasim. Money which is owed to me, that I don't have a shtar to document it, that I don't have something physical, tangible to hand over to you now, that's not included in nechasim. And you wouldn't, because if it were included, then we wouldn't have to say a shtar is included in nechasim. If every milveh was automatically included in the nechasim, there would be no chiddush of saying that a shtar is included in the nechasim. But just more narrowly, the first din that we quoted over here, I tell you, I want you to be kona this field for this guy and write a shtar for him. Good, so I could be chozer on the shtar. So the Rishonim are bothered, why couldn't it be chozer on the shtar? I don't lose anything from writing a shtar, meaning other than if I wanted to lie, I can no longer lie. Right, if I wanted to deny the whole thing, I can. So what's my taina? That's my taina. No, I don't want you to write a shtar because I want to be able to lie later. That's a taina. You're allowed to hold back on writing a shtar so that you could have the ability to lie and cheat. So that doesn't seem reasonable. So what gives a person the ability to be able to hold back on writing the shtar? So Tosfos, we did this way back when on Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, Tosfos mitarets that the makna kentaina, that there is a hefsid to him in writing a shtar, even though he plans on keeping his word. Why? Because every time you write a shtar, word gets out that you're writing shtaros, and word is going to get out that you're liquidating your karkaos, that you're going and you're selling your karkaos. And when people see that, it looks like business is taking a turn for the worse for you, and people aren't going to be so eager to do business with you. If it looks like business is taking a turn for the worse, that you have to get rid of your karkaos, that's not going to be good for business in the future. So for that, you could have a taina. Look, I am giving it to you. I'm giving you this land, and the king is chal, and I'm not going back on my word, but I'm not comfortable with writing a shtar. Rabbeinu Tam over there says that this is only true by a shtar matana, that we don't write a shtar matana if you change your mind, because you don't want many shtaros to be out there, that people shouldn't know that it's a shtar matana, and people won't necessarily know that it's a shtar matana. They'll think it's a shtar chov or a shtar mecher. They'll think there's a shibud on it, and there's no shibud on a shtar matana, and that's why it will look bad for you when in fact it's not really bad for you. But says Rabbeinu Tam, if it actually is a shtar mecher, or it actually is a shtar chov, where there should be a shibud, Well, you can't tie I don't want word to get out there. Word better get out there. That's important, that people shouldn't be blinded by, misled by how much they think you have. If there are shibudim on whatever karka you have, that's important for people to know. It's important for prospective purchasers to know. So this whole time, and I don't want to really write a shtar, says Rabbeinu Tam, is only by shtar matan and not by shtar mecher. Of course, Rishonim disagreed. The Riva says, no, it's dafka by shtar mecher that you could be chozer, because you could say, I don't want to have a shibud in the shtar. But a shtar matana, you can't, there's no shibud anyway, you have no time not to write the shtar matana. The Ramban and the Rashba say, no, it's bein b'shtar matana, bein b'shtar mecher. You can always be chozer from the ksivas ashtar, because a shtar can never be written without your das anyway, so as long as you're not providing das, you don't need a good taina. If you're not providing your das to write the shtar can't be written. The only thing is the Ramban and the Rashba have slightly different ways of saying it. The Ramban says that you made this guy a shliach to write the shtar for you. When you could be mevatel the shlichus so long as he doesn't do it. He's not your shliach anymore if you tell him not to write the shtar. The Rashba says slightly differently, a little more lumdus. The Rashba says, no, part of a shtar is a written expression of a das hamischayiv. It's a written expression of my das, and I'm being mechayiv myself through that written expression. Now, you can't have a shtar without the actual das hamischayiv. If I don't have my das, I'm not supplying, it's not a din shlichus. If I'm not supplying my das, memela, there's no shtar. So that's what the Ramban Rashba say, you don't really need a taina. You want to go back on the shtar? Gesunte, go back on the shtar. It doesn't really make a difference. Let's go weiter. So says the Gemara, what else is included in Nechasim? Behema ikri nechsi. A behema is also called Nechasim. We're five lines from the top, Kufnun Aleph Amr Aleph. Behema ikri nechsi. Ditna, and we learn in the Mishnah, Hamakdin shechasavai saben behema ru'i ilgam yuzbech, secharim olos nekevazim kru litzar chesiv chishlamim. Let's say a person is makdish all of his Nechasim. And amongst those Nechasim, he has animals that are ru'i to be brought on the Mizbech. So the male animals that are ready to be brought in the Mizbeach, wonderful, use those for carbon ola. An ola is a zachar, right? And the kevos that are ready to be brought in the Mizbeach, you sell them to be used for zivchei shlamim. So the point is that behemos are included in the chasim. Ofos ikri nichsi. Ofos are also included in the chasim. Ditnan, hamakdish nechasav, a person is makdish is nechasim, again, there's the word nechasim. Vayi ben dvar maru'i legabi mizbeach, yeno shmanim va'ofos, and there's things that are right to be used on the mizbeach, such as yenos, shmanim, and ofos. So you see that an oaf is also called nechasim. So that's the fact that it's even mentioned in that Mishnah, something that is part of the nechasim, that he was makdish. So you see, these are also called nechasim. The obvious kash over here is, the Yad Ramah points out, these are all metaltalin. So we need a raya that metaltalin are called nechasim. I mean, just tell me, metaltalin are called nechasim. We need a separate raya for each type of metaltalin that it's called nechasim. Right? Generally, we have two categories. This karka, this is metaltalin. This is metaltalin. What do you need a raya from each? We already learned. Nechasim, shein lemachrayis, v'niknim b'mashicha. So you see that metaltalin are called nechasim. When it says nechasim, shein lemachrayis, that's metaltalin. So that includes all sorts of metaltalin. That's a much more inclusive term. Why do we have to bring mishnayis that indicate that each specific kind of metaltalin is also included in nechasim? I thought it's included in nechasim. All metaltalin are included in nechasim. Shtarka kash of the Yad Ramah. So the Yad Ramah says, no, each one has its own chiddush. That behem and ofos are not included in the stam mishnah nechasim shein lemachrayis that are nikna b'mashicha, because there's a separate mishnah to describe the kinyan of behema. Now, why would you have a separate mishnah to describe how to be kona behema if it's already included in the Mishnah of Nechasim Shein Lemachrayis, Nikna B'Mashicha? Elamai, that Mishnah must have not been talking about a Behema. So that Mishnah would not be a Raya for a Behema, right? There's a separate Mishnah that describes to us the difference between being Kona, a Behema Gasa, and a Behema Daka, and a Behema that you can lift, and a Behema that you can't lift, right? So we have Mishnais that describe a separate Kinyan. So if you can have a separate kinyan for behemos, so then you understand that you need a separate raya that it's called nechasim, because it's not included in that original Mishnah. And we're going to talk about tefillin as well. Well, tefillin certainly can be nikna b'mashicha, but nevertheless, over here, we're not just talking about a kinyan. Meaning, over here, we want to know, when a b'loshem b'nei adam, when you say, I'm giving away my nechasim, do you mean to include my worldly possessions is nechasim, best translated over there as worldly possessions, and tefillin are not worldly possessions, they are mitzvah possessions? Or do you mean to include anything that is technically called nechasim legabe dinim of kinyanim? So it's a chiddush to tell me over here that tefillin are also included in nechasim, which is the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, tefillin ikri nechsi. Tefillin are called nechasim. Detnan hamakdash nechasav malin lo tefillin. If a person is makdash his nechasim, so his tefillin become hegdash as well, and we have to evaluate how much the tefillin are worth as well, so that we could be poded for the right amount of money that's going to have to go to hegdash. So you see that tefillin is also called nechasim, because included in the nechasim that he's makdish are his tefillin. So frek the Gemara, so that's all eight, right? Eight things that are all included in nechasim. Frek the Gemara, is there a ninth? Yubayilu, sefer Torah mai. What's the din of a Sefer Torah? Is a Sefer Torah included in the Chasim or is it not included in the Chasim? So what are the two tzadim of the Safek? So it's very clear over here that the Rashbam and Tosos are not goreis the next couple of lines, because the Gemara makes it very clear what the two tzadim of the Safek are, and the Rashbam and Tosos go out of their way to explain two tzadim that don't necessarily match up to the two tzadim the Gemara says. So it's clear that they're not goreis these lines. Let's see the Gemara's version first, though, Arugirsa's version. Should we say, well, since it's asr to sell the Sefer Torah, therefore it's not called nechasim? Or maybe you should say, no, since sometimes you're allowed to sell it, you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah in order to go learn Torah if you can't afford tuition, or in order to go get married if you can't afford a wife, so then you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah, so then maybe therefore it is called nechasim, because sometimes you do sell it, and nechasim mean things that you can buy and sell. So it says Gemara, take, the Gemara is not sure, but that's the way the Gemara phrases the two tzadim of the Safek. If you look at the Rashbam, totally different. It says the Rashbam, Sefer Torah, mi mikri nichsi kitfilin, kitfilin damu, is it like tfilin? O dilma, tfilin hainu taimadavi malbush! Aval sefer mitzvah hi velo nichsi. He says, no, maybe tefillin is different because tefillin is clothing. A sefer Torah is not clothing. It's just used for a mitzvah, and therefore it's not nechasim. Says Rashbam, the afal pi sheyachal lemachro. Even though, yeah, of course you're allowed to sell the sefer Torah, still lo mikri nichsi. It's still not called nechasim. Of course, you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah says, Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah unless it's Lisa Isha. So maybe that's what the Rashbam means. Since you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah under certain circumstances, Memel, it's called Nechasim on that level. The only issue is that maybe because it's used for a mitzvah and it's not something you wear, therefore it would be called, it would not be included in the Nechasim. That's the two tzadim according to the Rashbam. What's the difference between the Gemara's version of the Safek and the Rashbam's version of the Safek? Meaning, obviously, they're saying different things, but is there any nafkamina? Anything that within each, the tzad that is Sefer Torah is not called Nechasim, is there anything else that would also not be called Nechasim? So what about other svarim besides for Sefer Torah? If you say like the Gemara that the whole Safek is, are you allowed to sell it, or are you not allowed to sell it? So other svarim you are allowed to sell. You're allowed to be mocher svarim. That's permissible to do, right? So other svarim you are allowed to sell. So if you're allowed to sell other svarim, then l'chora, in the Gemara's version of it, other svarim would fit in the category of non-sefer Torah, right? Or in the second side of things that you are allowed to sell. It wouldn't fit along with the side of the sefer Torah not being permitted to sell. Whereas the Rashbam's version is, what's special about a sefer Torah? It's that it's something that relates to a mitzvah that you don't wear on your body. So, other svarim also are things that relate to a mitzvah that you don't wear on your body. Not only that, l'chora, lulav, esrog, and any tashmish mitzvah, talis, any, well, talis you wear, but any tashmish mitzvah that you don't wear, l'chora, according to Rashbam, should be just like a sefer Torah. Because the whole issue is that it's tashmishay mitzvah. So that's how... That's the very important difference between the Rashbam and the Gemara. The Ritva says that the Safek is different, also not gores like our Gemara, and he says that Sefer Torah is metaltlan, it's nikna ba'agav, but nevertheless we have a Safek. Maybe it's so chashuv that it can't be called that it has its own shame b'fnei atzmo and therefore can't be included in the chasim. Meaning, typically, we should say a Sefer Torah is included in Nechasim. Why? Because we said all Nechasim she'ein le'en achrayus are nikna agav Nechasim she'esh le'en achrayus, and Nechasim means metaltalin. So Sefer Torah is metaltalin. Says the Ritva, yeah, but maybe what defines metaltalin is a lack of chashivas. And therefore, maybe a Sefer Torah, while it can be metaltal, it can be moved, it's too chashuv to be considered nechasim. That's the suffix of the Gemara according to the Ritva. So three different possibilities of what exactly is bothering the Gemara over here, what the suffix of the Gemara is. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says teku. Is this Sefer Torah included in the chasim or not? The Gemara says teku. The Rambam paskins. The Rambam says that since it's a teku, it's a suffix whether the Sefer Torah is included in tafasein motziin osam miyadav. Meaning, if I tell you I'm giving you my nechasim, you can't take my Sefer Torah. But if you do take my Sefer Torah, I can't get it back from you. So Lech Mishnah is bothered. Why would we say im tafasein motziin miyadav? Why is this any different than the Gemara's previous sveikos regarding a kinyan of a shchiv meira? With the various lashonos that are used, that we weren't sure whether those lashonos work as a lashon of matna shchivmer or not, so we just said the Rambam paskin that the lokeach is not kona misafek motzi mechaver olav araya. Why is this any different? We don't say over there in tafasein motzim miado. Why over here if he's toface should it make an ounce of difference if the guy is toface? So the Lecha Mishnah himself says that over there it was about the issue was about a matna shchivmer which is. Whether it's included in Matna Shkimra, which itself is a Dindra Banan, and therefore we say that you can't be Kona and Tofes Motzin Miyado, you have no Kinyan. But over here we know that the Matna Shkimra worked. It's not an issue of whether there was a Matna Shkimra over here. It's a question of how broadly it was applied. But once the Matna Shkimra is going to work, so then you understand that we're going to say that Imtafa Sein Motzin Miyado, because he is a Kona. The person is toface. He is Kona something. It's just a question whether he's Kona this as well. When it's a suffix, whether he was Kona anything, then he doesn't have the rights of Tefisa. That's how the Lecha Mishnah wants to explain. What you really have to think about, though, what you have to look at is, what's the whole purpose of Matna Shchivmera? It's that the guy shouldn't have any Agmas Nefesh. He shouldn't think, oh, they're not going to listen to me anyway. Does Tefisa help in that context? Meaning, if the whole purpose of Matna Shkivna is that the guy shouldn't have to suffer thinking, oh, they're not listening to me, and therefore he's going to die quicker because he thinks that no one's listening to anything he says. Well, if we're not going to actually give this item to the other person, and the other person's going to have to steal it in order to, you know, he's going to have to be toface in order to be konit, so does that really make the Shkivna feel any better? And so, l'chara, it shouldn't be included in the whole takana. Of matna shchivmera, right? When you have a suffix like this, it shouldn't be the whole takana shouldn't even get off the ground in these types of case. Okay, so that's in terms of the halacha in our gemara. Now, just one quick point in terms of selling a sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Seif Yud in Aruch Chaim that yesh omrim di yachid b'shalo afil the sefer Torah mutar l'machro, that there's yesh omrim that an individual is allowed to sell his own sefer Torah. The iser to sell a sefer Torah is only a sefer Torah that's used by the tzibur, that belongs to the tzibur to read from. But you have your own private Sefer Torah, there's nothing wrong with selling that. So says the Magen Avram, wait a second, that's against our Gemara. Because our Gemara is talking about a guy giving over his Nechasim. In his Nechasim is the Sefer Torah. And our Gemara says, maybe it should not be included because it's also to sell the Sefer Torah. What do you mean? If it's his own private Sefer Torah, then there's no issue to sell the Sefer Torah. So the Magen Avraham is mitarets that no, even if he's not makdish the Sefer Torah of the Tzibur, as long as the Tzibur is using his Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to sell it. Even if it's a private Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah that even if it's privately owned, that's currently being used by the Tzibur. So he says that must be the case in our Gemara. It is privately owned, it's part of his Nechasim, but it's being used by the Tzibur, and that's why we assume that he can't sell it. However, the Machsa Shekel points out that whether this Gemara is a problem for the Shulchan Aruch really depends on whether you hold like the Gemara's Girsa or like the Rashbam's Girsa. No? Says the Machsa Shekel, according to the Rashbam, the Kash is not a Kash to begin with. Because according to the Rashbam, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're not allowed to sell it. The whole issue is that it's a Tashmish of a mitzvah that you don't wear. So Sefer Torah, whether it belongs to you, the Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's not called the chasm because it's tashmisha mitzvah that you don't wear. It's only a kasha according to the girsa of our Gemara, or the explanation Tosfos gives, which matches our girsa, which we didn't even see inside. But it's only a kasha according to the girsa of our Gemara, that the whole issue is that you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. So fine. So then you have such a kasha. There was a shaila in the Nod Yehuda. The Nod Yehuda was asked. Shaul said someone had written a shtar tzava'a where he said to give all of his svarim to a certain person. So they wanted to know, was the Sefer Torah included in all of his svarim? Does that mean, does svarim only mean other svarim? right, the Sefer Torah included in the Sfarim. And the Shoel thought to say that, well, since it's also to sell a Sefer Torah, it's a suffix whether you could be maknet b'matnas shchiv mira, as our Gemara says, and therefore the Sefer Torah should be a suffix, and therefore should not be included. Says the Yehuda, no, you messed up our Gemara. He says that's not pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is not saying that it's also to sell. That since it's usher to sell svarim, therefore the kinyan doesn't work. No, meaning all our Gemara is saying is when you say it doesn't mean that you can't make a kinyan on a sefer Torah because it's usher to sell it. Our Gemara is saying it's not called nechasim because it's usher to sell it. You wouldn't refer to it as nechasim. Nechasim means things you do business with. You don't do business by selling your sefer Torah, so that's why it's not included. Nothing to do with the fact that it's usher to sell. Therefore, there can't be a kinyan. No, it's usher to sell. Therefore, it's not called nechasim. But if a guy says explicitly, "I'm giving my svarim," so the sefer Torah may not be called nechasim, but it's vaday called svarim. So the Shoel wanted to say, "No, maybe it's not called svarim either, because svarim we refer to books." Says another Yehuda, "No, we refer to a sefer Torah as a sefer also." Say, and Adraba, the Iker word sefer is used in context of a klaf with a sefer. When the fact that we happen to use it in relation to books is a lashon mushal. So he says sefer. He thinks includes a sefer Torah. He thinks whoever the guy gave his svarim to, his sefer Torah should be included as well. It's tremendous chiddush. I wouldn't have thought that way, right? Typically, the way we speak, if a guy is saying I'm leaving my svarim for so and so, and he also happens to have a sefer Torah, I wouldn't assume that the sefer Torah is included. No, the Buddha says absolutely it's included. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. Let's go a little further here. Eimid Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Kazvinu L'Nichsa L'Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia wanted to write over all of her nechassim to her son. Why did she want to write over all of her nechassim to her son? She was alive and well. Why couldn't she just keep her nechassim and enjoy them? Because she wanted to marry Rav Zvid, and she didn't want Rav Zvid to end up with all the nechassim, so she wanted it to go to her son. In Siva V'Girsha, she did in fact marry Rav Zvid. She wrote the nechassim to her son first, married Rav Zvid, and then got divorced. Now, once she's divorced, she's like, "Hey, I want my nechassim back." She went to Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye says, "Look, it was meant to be married. She wrote over those nechassim because she was getting married, and she did get married. So her son is kind of the nechassim. Too bad, she lost everything." What, because you come from the family of Eli, a cursed family, you're going to say cursed psakim like that? That's a terrible psak. Even if you say that a shtar mavrachas is kona, that if a woman writes a shtar to give something away only because she's being mavriachit from her husband, that the person is in fact kona it, that's only when you're not megaladas that's your intention. But over here she was megaladas explicitly that she's doing this because she wants to get married, and she has gotten married and gotten divorced, and therefore she should be entitled to get her nechassim back. The nechassim shouldn't be considered permanently in the hands of her son. She should be entitled to receive her nechassim back. Fine. The mother of Rami Bar Chama at night time wrote over her nechassim to Rami Bar Chama, and in the morning she wrote them over to Rav Ukva Bar Chama, to her other the mother of Rami Bar Chama, to her other son. So first in the nighttime she wrote over to one son, then the next morning she wrote over all the nechassim to her other son. Asa Rami Bar Chama, the first son, came lekamed Rav Sheshes, to Rav Sheshes, and said, "Look, my mother wrote all the nechassim to me. They belong to me." Ukmei b'nichse, Rav Sheshes says, "Sounds reasonable enough. Looks like she wrote it all over to you. Good, you get it." Asa Rav Ukva Bar Chama kamed Rav Nachman. Rav Ukva Bar Chama went to his own rabbi, and he said, "Look, my mother wrote over all of her nechassim to me." Ukmei b'nichse. So Rav Nachman says, "Yeah, looks like you're right. Looks like she did write over all the nechassim to you, so you get to keep it." Also, Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman. So the two judges now have to talk, right? The two rabbis have to talk. Each one is saying for their balabas that they own all the nechassim. Some like my time Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So Rav Sheshes went to Rav Nachman and said, "Why did you let Rav Ukva Bar Chama get all these nechassim? Imishum da hadraba vashchiva. What, you want to say that she was chozer on the original matana? That you can only do if you get better." Right? If you're Amad, then you can be Chozer on your Matana. She never got better. It was a Matna Shchivmira. She died. The original Matna Shchivmira should be the one that's binding. She never got better. So he said, no, I have a Kabbalah that Shmuel paskin, that anyone who, if they get better, can be chazer on the Matana, even if they never get better, they never have a refuah, can also be chazer on the Matana. In fact, the Gemara, Emor Damar Shmuel Liatzma, Liachar Miyamar. So he shoots right back. He says, what do you mean? Shmuel says that you could be chazer for yourself, to keep it for yourself, but to be chazer to then go give to somebody else, you could do that too? Amalei, yeah, Beferish Amar Shmuel. Bein liatzmo, bein liacher. Shmuel said so beferish, that whether for yourself or for the interest of somebody else, you can be chozer. Now, this story of her giving to one son and then to the other son is interesting because there's another Gemara, Meseches Ksubis, that tells another story of this same woman giving to these same children twice, but it's a different story. Rashbam quotes over here the story in Ksubis Tav Tzadi Dalid, where Amy de Rami Bar Chama, but Safra Kasavtinu Lenuchse Le Rami Bar Chama, in the morning she gave to Rami Bar Chama, Lu'urta Kasavtinu L'Rav Ukva, L'Rav Ukva, and then in the evening she gave it to Rav Ukva, and what happened? Asa Rami Bar Chama L'Kamei D'Rav Sheshes, Ukva B'Nuchse, Asa Rav Ukva Bar Chama L'Kamei D'Rav Nachman. They went to the same rabbis, and those same rabbis gave them the Nechasim. So you're going to say, come on, it's got to be the same story, right? It's not the two different stories, it's just that we messed up night and day, right? And then we flipped night and day. Some, in fact, do flip the girsa, but the problem is, how does that story end? The Gemara's maskan over there is shuda d'daini, ulakdama lo cheshinan hol biyomecha nechtavu. That it's a shuda d'daini. We don't say either one necessarily wins based on who came first, who didn't come first. The Gemara's maskan over there is, we leave it up to the judge's discretion to figure out what she really wanted to do. That's not the maskana in our Gemara. So says Rashbam, what's the difference between the two stories? Over there was Tam talking about Matnas Bari that she had given. She wasn't a Shchiv Mira. In our Gemara, it's talking about a Matnas Shchiv Mira. So, yeah, she was in the habit of doing this type of thing, apparently. So, yeah, the same story happened while she was alive and well and healthy, where she gave over a Nechasim to both of her children. Fine, says the Gemara. Obviously, not all Rishonim agree to that. Many Rishonim say that it is the same story, and you have to figure out how to make the Gemara's fit, because it's just too wild that it could happen. The same woman, and then they go to the same rabbis, and the same... Okay. Eme de Rav Amram Chasida havale meluga de shtarai. The mother of Rav Amram Chasida had a pile of shtaros, a bag of shtaros. Kika shachva, when she died, Amra la havi la Amram bri. She said, let them go to my son Amram the Chasid. Asu achva l'kamei de Rav Nachman. The brothers came to Rav Nachman. Amra lei v'halo mashach. So they said to Rav Nachman, how was Rav Amram Kona? He never did a Mashicha, so I don't see how he should be Kona these shtaros any more than us. Amr lehu divrei shchiv mirah k'ksuv nekum surin dami. He said, sorry, she was a shchiv mirah when she said it, and that's all the kinyan you need. When a shchiv mirah says something, it's k'ksuv nekum surin, end of story. Achte de Rav Tuvi barav masna, kasavtinu l'nichsa de Rav Tuvi barav masna b'safra. The sister of Rav Tuvi barav masna wrote over her nechasim to Rav Tuvi barav masna in the morning, lapanya asa Rav Achdavi barav masna b'chala. And then in the evening, her other brother comes and says, hey! What about me? That's no fair. But not just that's no fair. Amr la hashta amri martzur merabanan, mar lavzur merabanan. You're killing my reputation over here. Everyone's going to say, you have two brothers. They're both in the rabbinate. And you give all your nechassim to one brother, not the other brother? People are going to say, yeah, he's a real Talmud Chacham, but I'm not a real Talmud Chacham. It's going to kill my business. How can you do that to me? So, the Achronim, Rav Elchanan asks, there's a sugya called Aniya Mahapich B'charara, that if somebody is going after getting money, someone's going after a certain business, he's trying to get something, you're not allowed to go and take it from under his hands. You see that he's going and getting something, you can't go and pull it out from underneath him. Here we have a case where the woman clearly wanted to give it to Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, right? And Rav Achtavi Bar Masna comes, and he pulls it right out from under him. He says, no, not fair, I'm going to... Isn't this a violation of Ani Amahapich B'Charara? So Rav Elchanan says that maybe it's different because Ani Amahapich B'Charara is only when you see someone making an effort to get money. Over here, Rav Tuvi Bar Masna himself never made any effort to get the money in the first place. Right? He wasn't trying. Someone just was about to give it to him. So that's why he says, why are you giving it to him? If someone was making an effort to try to go out of their way and get the money, a business opens up and is trying to attract a certain clientele, you can't go stand in front of the door and take all the all the people who are about to go in and say, oh, I'm selling it for $5 cheaper somewhere else. Right? You're not supposed to do that. Maybe that's not the best example of Ani Amapach Bechara, but that's a different discussion for a different time. So Kasef Tinun Eileh, she felt bad and she wrote it over to him. Asa L'Kameid Rav Nachman, they went to Rav Nachman, Armalei Hachi Amar Shmuel, Kol Shilu Amar Chozer, Chozer B'matanaso, she has a right to be Chozer. Right? Even though she's still a Shchiv Mirah, she has a right to be Chozer and to give it to the other brother. Fine. Next story. Achtei Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Havlei Piskata de Pardisa, the sister of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, had a piece of a pardes, a piece of an orchard. Kol Emas Tavas Cholsha Hav Machna Le Nele. And she had a shtick. Her shtick was, anytime she got sick, she would be machna it to him. She would make a kinyan to be machna it to her brother. V'chikayma Hav Hadraba. And then every single time she got better, she would be chozer on the kinyan. She would backtrack. Zimna Chada, one time, Cholsha, she got sick, Shalch Le Takani, and she sent a message, you gotta come, you need to be Kona. Shalach Lo Be'ina, he sent back, I don't want to be Kona. Shalch Le Takani Kalecha Debayas. She said back, no, you have to come and be Kona, and this time, meaning, why do you not want to be Kona? He's like, I had enough of this. Every time I be Kona, you go and you're Chozer, you're an Indian giver, I don't want it anymore. So she sent back, no, you can be Kona however you want now. It's on your terms that you're going to be Kona. Right? You can be Kona with a Kenyan gomer, however you like. I'm not going to be able to be Chozer. Azl Shire of Ekonomine. So he went, and she left a little bit of land out of the Kenyan, but he was Kona with a bona fide form of Kenyan. Kikaima, then she got better. Hadrabash said, I changed my mind. Asal Kamedra of Nachman, so he said, okay, this time I got it. You know, she said I could be Kona however I want, and she can't backtrack. So he went to Rav Nachman, Shalach Le Ta. Rav Nachman said, I issued a subpoena that he should come to the Beis Din. So Lovasa, he didn't come to the Beis Din. Amar, my isi hai shayr of economy now. He says, I'm sorry, there's no reason I should come to the Beis Din. It's an open and shut case. She left something out of the Kenyan. When you leave something out of the Kenyan, then even when you're Ahmad, you can't be Chozer, because it's obvious that you wanted this Kenyan to be for real. She has no case. There's no reason I should have to come to Beis Din. Shalach Le, so Rav Nachman sent back, look, Ilovasa is machina le bisilo de if you don't come, I'm putting you in chayrim. So you better show up to the Beis Din. Meaning, if you don't follow a subpoena to a Beis Din, you put in chayrim. We learn that halacha from here. Amrulu l'sadi heichi avamaisa. So said to the witnesses, what exactly happened? Amrulay. So the witnesses said, Amra hachi vayde kamisa hachitza. So the witnesses reported that she had said, oh, how terrible it is! This woman's going to die, and her brother doesn't even want to come to be kona any of the nechassim. That's what she was saying at the time. Amr lehu imkein have a mitzav machmas misa, mitzav machmas misa chozer. Oh, then it's evident that she was only giving it machmas misa, and the halach is mitzav machmas misa can be chozer. So then it's fine; you can be chozer. She's allowed to be chozer in the whole thing. He loses. Itmar mat neshchivim rabbi mikta samura ban kamed the rabbi mishmed the marzutro bereid rav Nachman damer mishmed rav Nachman harei kamat nesbari harei kamat neshchivimira. If you give a partial mat neshchivimira, so many rabbis say that it has a partial status of mat nesbari and a partial status of mat neshchivimira. In what sense? Harei kamat nesbari shem amareinu chozer. It's like a mat nesbari in the sense that if you get better, you can't backtrack. You can't be chozer on the kinyan because you only gave some of it away. Harei kamat neshchiv mirah de lo bay a kinyan. It's like a mat neshchiv mirah that you don't need to do a kinyan because you're a shchiv mirah. When you're a shchiv mirah and you say, I want this to go to Ploni, it goes to Ploni. You don't need any form of kinyan. Amruluhu Rava, lava minul chulo titlu buke srikib Rav Nachman. So Rava said, wait, didn't I tell you a million times? Don't say that Rav Nachman says stupid things. That's not true. Rav Nachman never would have said such a thing. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman really said. Harei kimat nesbari ubaya kinyin. No, it has a full status of a mat nesbari and it needs a kinyin in order to be chal. Eisfei Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava asks on Rav Nachman, Shir Kalka Kol Shu Matanaso Kayemes, my love the Lokanumin. Hey, we said that if you leave out a little bit of karka, the Matana is going to be Kayem. Isn't that talking about where you didn't make a Kenyan? So he says, Lo, the Kanumin, it's where you did make a Kenyan. Ihachi Emesefa, Lo Shir Kalka Kol Shu Ein Matanaso Kayemes. But then the Sefa says that if you left nothing out, the Matana is not going to be Kayem. Vi'i the Kanumin, am I Ein Matanaso Kayemes? But if we're talking about a case where you made a Kenyan, why is the Matana not Kayem? When you did not leave anything out, the matana should be kayim because you made a kinyan. Amalei hachi amar Shmuel, shchiv mirah shekasuv kol nechasu lacherim, afal pisha kanu miyado, Amar Choser, but Yadur Shalim Savel, Machmas Misa. He says, no, that's what Shmuel says. Even if you make a kinyan, if it's a matnas shchiv mirah, if you're doing it as you're dying, and you give over everything, even with a kinyan, it's a mitzvah machmas misa, and therefore the kinyan is not going to be chal. Esver Rav Mesharshi the Rava. So Mesharshi asked the Rava the following: Maisa biiman shel bnei Rochel. There was a story of the mother of bnei Rochel. Rochel was the father's name. It's not talking about a Rochel, right? The mother of bnei Rochel, she was sick. V'amatinasin kivinasi lebiti. I want my brooch to go to my daughter. V'u b'shnei masar mana, and it's worth shnei masar mana. Umesa, and she died. V'kimu dvareha, and they listened to what she said. Apparently, no kinyan. They listened to what she said anyway. So hasam b'mitzav machnas misa. No, over there it was evident that she was only saying it because she was dying. When it's very evident that a person's only saying something because they're dying, then it's going to be chal anyway. Okay, the Gemara is going to keep on asking away at this. I guess we'll pick up from Esvei tomorrow.